The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
I've never started off a War of the Roses to catch a cheater like this before, but Alex, the name Jonah,
yeah,
cheater name or faithful name?
Either.
Could go either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody can cheat.
Yeah, but Jonah's. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's very possible.
Very possible. Okay. English Evan, Jonah, cheater name or faithful name?
Jonah's, that's a religious name, isn't it?
Yep.
So I'm saying cheetah.
Cheater? Okay. And I'm going to go with, just to be different, I'm going to go with faithful. Okay. I don't think that he's cheating.
Okay.
Yeah. Jonah is the guy's name, obviously, who is being accused of cheating today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater. And Kayla is on the phone, and that's Kayla's boyfriend is Jonah. What's up, Kayla?
Hey, guys.
How's it going? I mean, obviously, it's not great, but...
I'm pretty sure Jonah's cheating on me.
Really?
So. Oh. How long have you guys been together for?
Oh, we've been together for like 2 years.
Okay.
You guys live together and stuff?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
How did you and Jonah meet?
We met at a class. It was a night class for learning of Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. So why do you think he's cheating on you?
I've had a suspicion for a while. Just like the little things, you know.
The fact that his name's Jonah? No. Was that the first tip?
Yeah, no. But I've seen him like on his phone a lot, and he's always like laughing at little things, and he doesn't really pay as much attention to me anymore either. It's like it's just those like really weird feelings I get like
for
around
sure.
him.
You can definitely tell when someone you've been with for a while is acting different.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Their communication is just totally different.
Yep. Yeah, like the vibe completely changes. You know something's going on. Either they're just unhappy.
Yeah.
Or they're seeing someone else. Or they've downloaded a new game on their phone that they cannot stop playing.
Poker.
Candy Crush has ruined many relationships.
Yeah, it's very strange to like be around someone that you feel like you don't even know anymore. It's the biggest clue to me, though, was I was in his car the other day, and I spotted a Starbucks cup, though, among the mess, and it said Jessica on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I will say this, though. His name's Jonah. She might have heard his name wrong, or the barista might have heard his name wrong.
That's pretty far stretched to Jonah and Jessica.
I mean, how cute. Jonah and Jessica. Sorry.
Yeah, if he's got a Starbucks cup in his car that has someone else's name written on it. Does he go to Starbucks a lot?
Yeah, he does every day. Also in his car, there are cups that actually say Jonah on them.
Well, that's going to be my next question. Well, now I have two questions. How messy is this dude's car? And I was going to go out there on a limb and be like, do you think maybe he was getting coffee and as a joke, he said his name was Jessica, but that sounds really far-fetched. So definitely that probably didn't happen.
No.
Do you know if he knows anyone named Jessica?
No, I don't. I no. That's the thing. I don't know anybody named Jessica.
Okay.
He usually orders ahead, so there's usually a sticker on it that says his name, out his name.
Yeah.
But this one like looked like there was actually like Sharpie written on it.
Oh.
So like they were in the store together.
Store order.
And he maybe like
meeting up or something.
Forgot to take the cup out.
Well, yeah, because they weren't even been in the store at that point. They would have also been
in the
car.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and you can't think of any Jessica?
No.
So he's got no Jessicas that you can think of, and you found a Starbucks cup in his car with the name Jessica written on it, and you're pretty sure he's cheating because of that?
Yes, it was quite unsettling to see.
Okay. Well, what if I call to be from Starbucks with some sort of promotional deal where we'll send flowers or chocolates to someone special?
Oh, yeah, like
special.
They have like a reward card member, like a gold card starry member or something like that.
Yeah. I know
Starbucks.
What I'll call it. The Hugs and Mugs promotion.
Oh.
We'll
hugs
send
and
you
mugs.
A nice little red mug with a heart on it and some flowers and some chocolates to someone special.
Oh, it's adorable.
See whose name he gives us.
Yeah.
Only a monster would decline that.
Do you think that that would work?
Maybe. I've never seen him react to anything like that, so it could.
Okay. But he goes to Starbucks enough, and he has a Starbucks, like, you know, if you order through the app, it's like
he does love his Starbucks. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll give it a shot and see if it works. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call your boyfriend, Jonah, and see if he's cheating, all right?
Okay.
All right, hang on. It's a Jubal Show. Kayla?
Yeah?
Okay, so you think that your boyfriend, Jonah, is cheating on you because you found a Starbucks cup in the back of his messy car that said Jessica on it.
Yep.
And you're wondering who Jessica is. Do you think that maybe he wasn't with someone named Jessica, but the barista's name was Jessica and she was very proud of her work, so she signed it like a Picasso?
Oh my God. Jeez.
Could that be it?
I really doubt it.
Me too. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I can't think of any other reason, and nobody in here can think of any other reason than he was obviously with someone named Jessica having Starbucks in his car. So I'm going to pretend to be from Starbucks because he's a member of their rewards program and give him a special romantic package that he can send to somebody and see his name, see if he gives us Jessica's name or another name or your name. And then hopefully we can figure it out for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Like we always say before we make this phone call, like if you find out that he's cheating on you, just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no point in getting back together, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his car sounds messy anyway, so you don't want that. Yeah.
Sounds disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, it's really gross.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial his number.
Hello?
Hi, this is Chortle calling from Starbucks. I was looking for Jonah.
Yeah, this is him.
I know it's kind of weird for us to be calling you, but you are a gold card reward member with us.
Yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, well, thank you for your biz.
Okay, thanks. What are you calling in regards to?
Well, I'm calling because I'm excited to tell you that we are doing a Hugs and Mugs promotion. Have you heard of it?
No, I mean, I've heard you guys do promotions, but I mean, if you're asking for charity or donations, I mean, I'm not going to do that right now.
No, actually, this is very exciting. So as part of the Hugs and Mugs promotion, we're selecting random rewards members to receive a beautiful red mug with a heart on it, some flowers, and some chocolates that they can send to their significant other or just someone special. Just our way of saying,
okay,
thank you for drinking with us.
Okay.
So thank you for drinking with us. We've selected you this month.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Thank you. You come here quite a bit. So yeah, I mean, really, I don't need much from you to go ahead and send out this Hugs and Mugs gift pack. I just need to get a name of the person you want to send it to and get the address and all that kind of fun stuff. So if you're ready to go right now, I can get it started for you.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Okay. Perfect. So first of all, the mug. You want a red mug, a purple mug, blue mug?
Let's go with a blue mug.
Blue mug. All right. And just give me the name of the lucky person who gets hugs by you.
All right. Let's put Jessica on there.
Jessica is to you?
Someone special.
Someone special. All right. So not a girlfriend yet or wife? Or...
You know, I don't want to use the term girlfriend, but just, you know, someone that's in my life.
Okay. So that's Jessica. And it's not spelled K-A-Y-L-A, like Kayla, Jessica, J.
What's that?
I said Jessica spelled with a J and not K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla, Jessica, not Kayla.
All right, who is this?
What do you mean? My name's Chortle.
Nah, it's somebody messing with me. Who is this again?
Oh, well, I guess I should tell you that this is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show, here with my hottest wife, Alex Fresh.
Me.
English Evan.
Yo.
And guess what? Your girlfriend, Kayla, is also on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Jonah, you son of a... I knew it.
Kayla.
I absolutely knew it.
Look, she's just a friend.
A friend that I don't know about?
She's just a friend that...
Just a friend? You just said that she's someone special in your life.
Look. I mean, come on. I mean, I can't have special friends.
I don't think you're supposed to have special friends when you have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's not how it works.
And if you do have a special friend, your girlfriend should probably know about them so they know she knows you guys are friends. But special friends sounds kind of like you're up to no good.
Yeah. I'm just...
Yeah, you got nothing to say, do you? Speechless? Yeah.
Let's meet up and talk about it. Hear me out.
I'm sorry. No. No, we're done.
Just do it on the phone, Jonah. I mean, yeah. if you can talk about it, you can talk about it now.
All right. Look, fine. Then I'll say it. I mean, like, you know, you and I had a rocky couple weeks. We weren't being intimate. You didn't seem interested. So, I mean, you know, I have
serious?
Needs that I need.
I have
Are you
needs.
Serious? I tried.
I tried. You're the one who wasn't interested. You're the one who was ignoring me. You're the one who wouldn't talk to me. So what, you just go run off with another girl?
It just got kind of stale.
Why would you not just break up with her?
Yeah, or have that conversation before you go find someone else, you know?
You know what? You guys stay out of it. This is between me and Kayla, all right? Kayla, look, just like, all right, I admit it. Yeah, I've been sleeping with this girl, Jessica.
Oh,
ouch.
Oh, my God.
In the back of your dirty car?
Hey, shut up. I'm going through something right now. Stay out of it, I said.
Going through something.
Wow.
You're pathetic. You know that? I don't even know how I stayed with you for this long. I'm just done with you, and I'm not doing this anymore.
Hey, maybe Jessica has a place you could stay.
Hey, I hope you guys feel good that you ruined my relationship.
I don't think we did. I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you did.
Yeah, that was you.
I think by cheating with Jessica, you did it.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's hung up. Of course he's gone.
Kayla, are you still there?
Yeah. Hi.
Damn, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Well, your gut instinct told you, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Yeah next time, just trust your gut.
And I like how he tried to say it was your fault because you guys weren't being intimate.
Yeah.
I love how dudes say that.
Why would he flip it like that?
Dudes do that all the time.
And to eat it too, all the time.
Yeah. And I don't understand that. Like, if you're unhappy in the relationship, if you aren't satisfied in that department, find someone who can satisfy you. Or if you're committed and you want to be a good partner, satisfy yourself when that, you know, mm-hmm. when things are, when the well's a little dry.
It works just as well.
Yeah.
Some like, say better.
Yeah. You will be better off. So I know it sucks right now, but, you know, I'm glad you found out.
Thank you guys.
Yep. All right. Well, have a good one. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
The Jubal Show on demand.